Emily's joining us now for the press review. News of that tentative Black Sea ceasefire deal reached in Saudi Arabia. What are the international papers saying, Emily?
Yes, well, let's first have a look at the Saudi paper Arab News, which tells us today that the US says it has brokered a deal to end fighting in the Black Sea in talks with Ukraine and Russia. The deal plans to eliminate the use of force and ensure safe navigation in the Black Sea. Now, this article says that although many details remain unresolved, the ceasefire could present a path to the deal could present a path to a wider ceasefire. Now, let's have a look at the Ukrainian press. The Kyiv Independent today says that the deal is not what Ukraine needs and says that the ceasefire favours Russia more than it does Ukraine. It says the deal misses out on crucial securities that the country needs, including the protection of their port infrastructure. Taking a look at the other side, this Russian paper, Vedomosti, says that what Russia wants is to access international markets for their agricultural products and their fertilizers. It says that for that to happen, they need access to ports and payment systems, which would mean that the US would have to put pressure on Europe. So let's have a look at what the European press is saying. This Belgian paper, Le Soir, says that Russia wants to renew a deal that it killed in the first place, referring, of course, to the Black Sea grain deal that Russia pulled out of in July 2023. In the UK, The Guardian has this quite evocative analysis piece with this title saying, Ukraine ceasefire deal looks more like a wish list tied with a US bow. It takes a look at the fine print of the deal, highlighting that the Kremlin said it would only implement the Black Sea ceasefire once the US significantly rolled back some of its sanctions. It concludes by saying, Stuart, that a deal that does not work for both sides will collapse sooner or later.
Going to stay with the European press now. A lot of coverage, though, of this US Signal Group chat leaks. We told you all about it, of course, yesterday. What's the European press saying about this one?
Yes, well, of course, the group chat leak not only revealed military details of the Yemen strikes, it also showed J.D. Vance's disdain for Europe. The Daily Star, the British tabloid here, has this quite interesting front page saying, is this the most dangerous man in the world? And the subheading highlights the urgency of their question, saying J.D. Dance could be president at any moment. Well, this outrage is also shared in Germany. Let's have a look at this German paper, Focus. They say the article, they discuss in their article a real hatred of Europe and accuses the Trump administration of using mafia-worthy tactics. It also touches on the differences in policy between Vance and Trump, saying that Vance has once again proved himself much more aggressive towards Europe than his boss. In Italy, the broadsheet La Repubblica here, quoting Vance in their headline on their front page, calling Europe freeloaders or parasitic. If you're looking for a slightly different angle, the Libé today in France comes up with this front page looking at the impact of the Trump administration's hostility towards Europe in France. According to a recent study, more than 60% of French consumers would support a boycott of American products, and a third of French consumers try to actively avoid products associated with Trump and Musk. Cartoonists were also up in pens, as it were. This cartoon here in the Times, not particularly flattering to either US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth or J.D. Vance here, getting a tattoo of what he thinks of his critics and probably what his critics think of him. In the Telegraph, there was this cartoon, obviously referring to J.D. Vance's 2016 book, The Hillbilly Elegy, and the Trump administration's attitude to diplomacy.
To Gaza now. Unusual protests there. What can you tell us?
Well, Palestinians have been taking to the streets for one of the largest anti-Hamas protests since October 2023. This story here in the New York Times described the protests in the street of Beit Lahia in northern Gaza. It says there were neutral signs against the war in general, but there were also chants asking for Hamas to get out and calling them terrorists. It goes on to say that anger has resurfaced since Israel abandoned the two-month ceasefire deal and started bombing Gaza again. The protest also comes a few days after Hamas health officials officials said that the death toll in Gaza had surpassed 50,000 people. The BBC in this article provides some additional details. It says that masked Hamas militants reportedly tried to disperse the protesters, hurting several people in the process. It adds that open criticism of Hamas has grown in Gaza since the war began, but it's hard to tell how much support the group has changed since the start of the conflict.
Just time to talk about otters, famous for being adorable. They seem to be causing trouble in Wisconsin, though.
Yes, we all know them for being really, really cute, but I recommend you have a look at this video. Two otters have broken out of a jail and the manhunt, or the otter hunt, is now on. The videos are absolutely adorable. I also have one photo for you here of the little otter making its trail through the snow. I hope that it will end better for him than it ended for Bonnie and Clyde.
Yes, exactly. In that snow there, he needs to get a little bit otter on otter, doesn't he? Otherwise, he'll get chilly paws. thank you very much, Emily with the press review on France 24.